This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Britain will have a new prime minister. Foreign Secretary Liz Truss won the contest to replace the scandal-plagued Boris Johnson.
I will deliver a bold plan to cut taxes and grow our economy. I will deliver on the energy crisis, dealing with people's energy bills, but also dealing with the long-term issues we have on energy supply.
Queen Elizabeth will formally name Liz Truss prime minister tomorrow. Here in the U.S., President Biden is set to visit two battleground states today, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. He'll celebrate the American worker on this Labor Day, says the White House. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has the latest on that nuclear power plant that experts are worried about in Ukraine.
UN nuclear agency inspectors are scheduled to brief the Security Council on Tuesday about their inspection and safeguard visit to the Ukrainian power plant. Much of the Zaporizhia region, including the key city of Melitopol, had lost power for some time on Sunday, caused by earlier shelling. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The brutal heat will continue in the western part of this country. It may hit 109 degrees in Phoenix today. Canadian police are searching across Saskatchewan for two suspects believed to have stabbed to death 10 people in an Indigenous community in a nearby town. Police believe the suspects are still in Saskatchewan. A suicide bombing outside the Russian embassy in the Afghan capital of Kabul has killed two members of the embassy staff and at least one civilian in a rare attack on a foreign diplomatic mission in Afghanistan. OPEC and allied oil-producing countries cut their supplies to the global economy by 100,000 barrels a day. They're unhappy with sagging crude prices. This is AP News. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? Margie Zarletta takes us there.
A film that came out nearly 9 months ago is the top draw at theaters this weekend. I'm Margie Zarletta with the latest.
You're not Peter Parker.
Spider-Man No Way Home tops the box office this weekend, bringing in $6 million on its re-release with new footage. A factor in its favor was that Saturday was the first National Cinema Day. Movie tickets were $3 each. It was to get people in theaters over Labor Day weekend, which is usually one of the slowest of the year. The number two movie this weekend was Top Gun Maverick, with DC League of Super Pets in third. Bullet Train was number four. Last week's number one, The Invitation, falls to fifth.
It's back. After a hiatus because of the pandemic, the West Indian American Day Parade is taking place in person today in New York City. Throngs of people are expected to line the streets of Brooklyn. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.